Welcome to another episode of the Holy Mess Podcast. I'm Becca.
And I'm Joy.
And in honor of Valentine's Day, we wanted to talk about loving ourselves. And we have a great conversation for you today from author Jennifer Taylor Wagner.
She has a brand new book called Your Good Body. In this conversation, which is so powerful, I can't wait for you to hear it. We talk about the first step to actually viewing your body as good. I know that's a struggle for me. Towards the end, we're going to talk about how to get healthy while maintaining a healthy body image. And finally, how to find freedom and confidence in your body, not someday in the future, but right now. Here is our special conversation. We know you're going to love her. It's Jennifer Taylor Wagner.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to talk to you guys today.
Yeah, because this is such an important topic, the topic of body image. And first of all, before we kind of dive into some of the content, I'd love to hear your story and how you arrived at kind of writing the book, Your Good Body.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I almost feel like anytime someone asks me that, I have to kind of bare my heart and soul all in the first 2 seconds.
Hey, we're all about it. We already are obsessed with you, Jennifer, if that helps.
Okay. Well, thanks for making me feel so welcome and comfortable. So it's almost like I spill my guts and I'm like, hi, I'm Jennifer. And I have this massive weight loss story, but I'm not here to talk about weight loss or diet culture or anything like, you know, I feel like I have to give all these like precursors so that no one is like, I don't want to hear it. You know, like I am when I hear someone be like, let me tell you another diet. But I do have this massive backstory. And if I give you a little bit of the backstory, it really does help you understand where I'm coming from when I talk about the message of body positivity and why it's so important to me and why I'm really, really passionate about it. And I have always, my weight and my body has always been just a thing for me forever. It has always been a thing for me. Like the very first time I felt body shame was when I was in kindergarten and a little boy talked about my round face and he meant nothing by it. He was a kindergartner, but I assumed he thought, or he was saying that I was chubby. And in that instant, just the insecurities grew. Just based on like, as I was going forward and as I was growing up, you know, my weight started to creep up and so did the bullying. And so I've just always had this stigma with my weight. It's always been that I'm just too big or I'm just taking up too much space in the room. And so when I finally got all the way through school, all the way past high school, that's when I found myself kind of at 336 pounds. And I definitely did have a breaking point, and I ended up going on a health journey, a weight loss journey. And so that was not linear. It was like all over the place, up and down and all around and all the things. But the thing that's really crazy is I went through this entire massive weight loss journey, health journey, changed my habits, all of these things, lost the weight, right? Lost like 150 pounds, you know, what we all want to do, like we lose the weight. And then I could not believe it when I had lost all that weight and realized even after losing the weight that I was still very critical of my body, like probably more critical of my body than I had ever been. So all of these years that, you know, the bullies were telling me I was taking up too much space, and I was believing in my heart that if I could just lose the weight, I would be fine. I'd be happy. I'd be acceptable. I'd be normal. I'd be good. Only to realize, no, the external changes aren't what make someone actually feel comfortable in their body and all of that.
So it sounds like, Jennifer, you're talking about there's external change and there's internal change.
And 100%.
Both are important. They can be. But are you telling us that they're mutually exclusive, or did one affect the other?
I think one affected the other in a way, but I think I really had to come to this realization because actually I lost the weight, but I didn't realize right away that I had missed that huge piece of the puzzle, which is tending to the inside. So I was making all of these external changes, but missing a humongous piece. Like now, if you ask me, I'm like, that's like the most important. Like it's the most important because it can fuel everything else in the wellness journey simply by our approach to all these things. So like I still care about my health. I love fitness. I love a good workout. I love moving my body. I love eating nutritious foods. All of those things are still important to me. But at this point in my journey, the motivation behind those things is totally different. It's not just so that I can take up less space in the room so that I can appease other people or be okay or be acceptable. Now I know I already am worthy. I already am good. My body is already good. And like our bodies are going to change anyway. Like our bodies are always changing, right?
And they're made to do that.
And they're literally designed to change. Like, they're always going to change, whether we're changing them or they just change naturally as we grow or as we make other changes or whatever. Our bodies are designed to change. And so if I'm just hanging on this one specific point in time where I meet this specific goal or expectation, one, what if I never meet it? Like, what if I am saying, okay, well, I'll finally accept my body when I finally get to fill in the blank, whatever it is for you, right? But what if I never meet it? Or what if I get there and then I still feel like, oh, I still didn't reach the mark. So now I need to stretch for something else. You know what I mean?
So it was almost a blessing that you did reach your mark, because then you can say to the rest of us who have not, this isn't everything. This isn't what you think it is.
100%. Yeah. And I realized, like I said, like years after losing the weight is when I actually realized that my critical body mentality was very strong. I was like, wow. I remember sitting at my desk in our teeny tiny little apartment. My son was just a baby, and I literally had this light bulb moment where I was like, wow, like so much of my headspace is filled with body angst. Mm. Like, I'm always worried. I'm like, am I picking the right outfit? Like, are people going to, you know, think I'm, you know, whatever, the biggest person in the room, or just these things that I had been told for so long. And so I was like, wow, I'm very critical of my body still. What am I going to do? And so that's how the journey transformed from a, let me lose the weight, let me get smaller, let me get smaller, let me get smaller, to, okay, my body is going to change. How can I learn to love and accept my body in a healthy way in the meantime?
And I think that's something that all of us struggle with. Just before this interview, we were talking to some coworkers in the hallway, and we're like, we know women struggle with this, but do you guys struggle with this? Do you think it's just as much as women do? And all three men that we were talking to said, yep.
Immediately.
Yeah. It looks different, but every single human has this struggle. It looks different for all of us. So what would you say to someone who maybe is struggling to love their body? What's a first step that someone can take to saying, yes, this body is good?
I would think that recognizing the thoughts, like the negative thoughts that we have in our mind and in our heart, is like the first step. Like, if we don't even realize, like, I didn't realize it for years. I was walking around super critical, but didn't realize it for years.
Wow.
So I think starting to say, okay, you know what I'm going to do? Okay, tomorrow when I wake up and as I'm going throughout my day, I'm going to try to notice what I'm thinking about. I'm going to try to notice how much of my time I'm spending with things concerning my body externally. Mm. Like things, even if you're like, okay, well, I'm on this health journey. Okay, well, let's notice how much of our good eating choices or workouts or whatever are paralleled to our body. Right. So it's just getting curious about what our thought life is looking like and what our heart is feeling like in terms of how we're viewing our body. And then once we recognize it, I always feel like one of the first things we can do is start to kind of make these little thought swaps, is what I call them. Thought swaps. We are literally like swapping the thoughts, because we can't stop these negative things from just popping into our minds, right? Like, especially those of us who have walked through this for years, since we were a little girl, you know?
Yeah, you don't often know where it comes from.
You don't. You don't even sometimes realize that it's there. So when you're, so first you're starting to notice like what thoughts are coming into your mind or where you're really seeing this critical mindset about your body. And then once you start noticing the thoughts, you can begin to grab onto them and swap them with something that's a little more kind, a little more grace-giving to yourself, a little more compassionate, you know?
I've noticed in myself, Jennifer, that anything bad in my mind typically starts with something like, I should, or why am I not? They're always accusatory in nature. And to be fully transparent, I'm trying to lose weight right now. I had my first kid about a year and a half ago, and I really want to fit in my clothes again. And I really want to be like able to chase my little boy and have the energy and not be so winded. But you're pairing being healthy with a healthy mindset. What would your advice be to me? How do you pair those two things? Say somebody's trying to get healthy like me. How do I do it in a way that doesn't mess with my body image?
I think that sometimes we pair together our true pure motive to be healthy with the messages that we receive that are tied to like a dieting mentality. Mm. And so these messages of like rules and restrictions and you should eat this or you shouldn't do that, or this is a good food versus a bad food and all of these things. And the the honest efforts that we're making to nourish our bodies or to move our bodies and to just care for our bodies get misconstrued because of these messages that we're so used to hearing. Like you said, the shoulds. I mean, those are like big things that we all are just hearing all the time. And so one of the big things that I talk a lot about is kind of trying to untie our mindset from this dieting mentality where every single thing is reduced down to a scientific equation for weight loss. Rather, flipping that script a little bit and looking at how we can fuel and nourish our bodies in a way that our bodies are craving and that feels good to our bodies and practicing gentle nutrition and getting all of the food groups and, you know, still eating our vegetables and drinking our water, fueling and nourishing our bodies, but not from a, oh my gosh, I have to do this. Does this fit every single little perfect thing within the program that I'm following? You know, because that can be really defeating at times. We're not really like taking the time to say, what do I like want to eat? what am I hungry for right now? What sounds good to me? And how can I begin to listen to my body, listen to when I'm hungry and actually give myself something to eat when I'm hungry, or listen to when I'm feeling full and satisfied and honor that fullness and just, you know, be done eating for that moment, or, you know, taking the rules off of food. So it's kind of untying that dieting mentality, even with exercise, instead of looking at it like punishment for what we ate yesterday. So punishment for what we ate yesterday or what we're going to eat later, and untying that. So it's like, how can I move my body today? Just moving my body in a way that feels good for me, because that's going to get us feeling good. And that's a more sustainable way to approach this whole wellness journey in general. So it's kind of like looking at that mindset again. It all goes back to that mindset and that approach and the motive behind what we're doing.
One thing that, you know, Joy talked about just having a boy. I know you have two kids. Is that correct?
I do.
Yeah. I feel, you know, we touched on this, that there are certain insecurities we carry from a young age. I know that I watched my mom criticize herself in the mirror, and she was not meaning anything by it, but it sticks, right? How do you as a parent model loving your body?
That is a very hard one. It is. I've always been, especially I have a daughter and a son. So I have a daughter who's 9 and a son who's almost 6. And I care about body image for both of them. But me being a girl and growing up and, you know, also experiencing my mom's critical nature of her body and her struggles, I do want to be really careful about that. And I think just making it not a taboo thing and opening up those kinds of conversations in the right way can be really helpful. Now, I am still walking through this journey. My daughter is still young and I'm kind of over here like, I really hope I'm doing this right. Please, Lord, let me be doing this right.
I think but all I, moms I don't say know that. For sure.
About yeah, everything. I mean, I'm like, I'm... Yeah, exactly. Oh, totally. It's that whole mindset of like, I hope I'm doing this the right way. But in our family, we make just our health and our approach to fitness and all of that a family thing. Like we all care about it. We all want to make sure that we're, you know, making healthy choices, but we never ever tie like food choices or exercise even to our body size or our weight. So we don't parallel the two. Because we want to look at it like, how can I just nourish my body because that makes my body feel well? Or, you know, my daughter's in swim. She's a swimmer. And so she goes to swim 4 times a week. And so we'll talk about how fueling her body with the right nutrition and nutrients will actually help her as she's in that pool and she's racing across to the other side and she wants to be the absolute fastest. Well, let's fuel your body so that you can do that, but never tying it to what the body looks like or, you know, if you eat that, that's going to pack on the pounds. Like I would literally caution never say something like that. And I want to also like give a little bit of grace to moms out there who are like thinking back and they're like, oh my word, I said this or that, and that probably wasn't the right thing to say. Like, I just want to say, just as this little tiny nugget, like, it's okay. Like, we all have those things. And if you have, you know, said something and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't unsay that now, you know, just look at what's going forward and like, try to just do what you need to do going forward and don't beat yourself up over it.
Kind of on the flip side of that, when we're not trying to set an example, we have people speaking into our lives. I know a lot of times body image is all up here. It's our own thoughts. It's our own criticism. But sometimes you have someone in your life and they have good intentions and you love them, but they make comments that are unkind, that kind of bring you back to that little girl feeling, looking in the mirror and thinking, am I good enough? What is something that has helped you kind of combat that when comments come from places that you love them, but it's not the right comment to be making?
I totally understand that. Yeah, that's a really hard one, because as much as you want to have the right mindset and get your heart like loving your body and your mind loving your body better, like we always are receiving messages. So it could be like from someone that we love who's in our family or in our household or our extended family or a good friend. It could be from social media. It could be from anywhere. And so try as we might, we're always kind of going to get this pushback to our progress in how we see our bodies. And so I think that knowing that upfront is a good, you know, thing. But also, I think that being really confident in the fact that you want to be free in your mind and heart when it comes to body image is really important, because then when whatever comment comes up, you're not just going to let it send you back into that spiral of seeing yourself in a negative light. You're going to allow yourself to be like, okay, this is not really a me thing. This is the person who's commenting.
What's the truth here?
What is the actual truth? Yes. Fact versus feeling or whatever. What is the actual truth here? Let me remind myself that actually my body is good as is right now without changing anything. Like, let me remind myself these legs are incredible. They carry me around every day. They're strong. Okay. You know, it's like whatever it is for you, but just really committing to the fact that you are walking toward freedom in this area, so that when those comments come, and depending on who it is or what it is or whatever, you can always open up that conversation and just share your own heart. But just, yeah, really committing to that desire to be totally free in the way that you see your body.
That's so helpful, Jennifer. I mean, that's like a tangible we deal with every day. And you're talking about body positivity. You're talking about being healthy in your body. But can we back up and can you tell us how you tangibly got there? Because there are a lot of people who see you. I mean, we watched your social media. We were like, she's confident.
So great.
I want to be like her. How? Tell us what that process looks like to gain the confidence that you have.
The first thing I have to tell you is that I am still walking through it. I am still walking through it. I still have these days that knock me off my feet and I get tears in my eyes because of something that I think or something that I see or a message that I hear from social media or something, again, that someone says. I still have to walk through it. But when I look back at a few years ago, when I first realized, wow, I need to see myself in a more positive light, I've come so far. So one of the first things I did when I realized, like, this is the body I have. Like, today, this is the body I have.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be this critical of it. I had no idea what in the world, like, how to change that. So I was like, okay, first things first, tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to strip off all my clothes like I always do. And I'm going to pause for a second and I'm going to look in the mirror at all these things that I normally, my eyes gaze to those things that I'm very critical of and I find everything wrong with my body. And I'm actually going to smile instead. And I'm actually going to say out loud, Jennifer, your body is good. Just that pause for just a moment reminds me the truth. That my right now body today is good. I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, put my fingers on my tummy and feel my stretch marks, and I'm not gonna allow my brain to go right to what's wrong with them. I'm gonna say, these are my stretch marks. These are not going away. These are part of my story, and my body is good. And so it's making up our mind to really choose to believe the truth that our bodies are good. And then I think there's a lot that we can go into, because, you know, I know that one of the next things I did was I took out a pen and paper and I jotted down some body positive just statements that were personally meaningful to me. And that really helped, because I when something negative would pop into my brain, I could pull from that list to make my thought swap.
You gotta replace it with something.
Yeah.
And I replaced it with something that was more kind and compassionate. One of the biggest things I've learned in my journey toward loving my body and caring for my body just in a healthy way is that we're really hard on ourselves with our bodies. Like, our expectations of ourselves are really high. And then we feel like we should like hate ourselves into submission. What I've learned is, though, if I flip that script and I actually choose compassion toward myself, like, I didn't even know how to do that back then. I'm like, how do you even? Because I'm so not. I'm so mean to myself about my body. You know, just extending grace. I remember one time I found myself in the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I was like looking at love is patient, love is kind. I was looking at these things and I was like, oh, that's one way I can try to do this thing. However, you know, we're supposed to love others. Maybe I can extend some of that love in a healthy way to myself so that I can be more of a blessing to others. So I'm not so focused on myself all the time. So I thought, okay, love is patient. Can I be patient with myself as I'm making my way through this journey? Love is kind. Can
it's I a be hard one. I heard it's Jory accent. You step on the scale and you're like, you beat yourself. I've never thought about extending the love chapter to myself, Jennifer. That's like
so good.
Crazy.
And I realized at the moment, I was like, oh, if I'm spending this much time in my own head about me, imagine if I didn't spend that much headspace on myself. Right? We think about, oh, we consume our minds with ourselves, but we think about it like in a positive way. Oh, you know, like we're puffing ourselves up. But actually, what if for some of us, the headspace is actually in a negative light? So what if we could take some of that headspace, heal ourselves from what we've been through, right? Or get, you know, walk through that, walk toward that freedom. And then we have more headspace to extend our attention outward a little to the people around us, the people that we love, the people that we care about, you know, be a blessing to the people around us, like taking my eyes off of just me. I just have this visual picture of myself just looking down at my body. Just look, my head is down, my eyes are down, I'm looking down. And I kind of got this vision back at the time when I found myself in the love chapter of what if I just lifted my head and lifted my eyes a little bit and I'm no longer looking down at myself. I'm spending some time focusing on the people around me. How can I be a blessing to them? How can I extend encouragement or kindness or inspiration to the people around me so I'm not so consumed with just me?
Oh, that's good. That's so good. So good.
Yeah. So I know we don't have a lot more time with you, but I wanted to ask you, so you mentioned your faith that you are reading the Bible. What role does God play in us learning to accept that we have a good body? Was your faith a part of this journey?
It was. Now, I feel like my faith in this journey has come so much more like loud in my heart now more than ever. And I feel like there's a scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, I think it might be verse 21, that talks about how when God wants to do a work in us, he works not by pushing us around, but through his Spirit deeply and gently within us. And so when I look at my transformation, it wasn't like he, you know, the day I stepped out of high school and was 336 pounds, he was like, boop, I'm going to like do all these things and like, da, 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 and it's done. No, he worked within me deeply and gently, whatever it was at that time where he said, I can get you a little step closer to freedom. I can get you a little step closer to healing from all of this that you've been through. I can get you a little, you know, it was just little by little by little. And sometimes I didn't even realize that he was doing that. But now I look back and I'm like, whoa, you have like, God, you have literally like taken my hand and walked me through this whole thing, even when I didn't realize you were right there, even when I didn't realize you were walking through it with me, even when I didn't realize that you were actually doing this so that you could take what the enemy meant for evil in my life, all the bullying, the harsh words and all of that, whatever was meant to crush me, and you can turn it around, not only for my good, but for the good of people around me.
And I think that's so good too, because as we're talking about being gentle with ourselves, it's a reminder that our Creator is gentle with us. So why can't we be? Well, Jennifer, thank you so, so much for your time. Jennifer Taylor Wagner's book, Your Good Body, is available now wherever books are sold.
Thanks so much for listening. If you got something out of this episode, would you consider sharing it with a friend and leaving us a review? If you have anything you'd like to share with us, email us holymess@wayfm.com. And that is spelled holy, H-O-L-Y, not like that holy swish cheese. Thanks so much for being a part of our messy family.